Mother's Day in 1965, the Byrds hit number one of the U.S. charts with their version of Bob Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man. Roger McGuinn, the only band member on the song, Hal Blaine, a great member of the Wrecking Crew, played on Mr. Tambourine Man. Number one on this day, 54 years old today. 54 years ago today, Mr. Tambourine Man hit the top of the charts. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday, June 26th. Thanks for joining us. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine is a Michigan-owned and operated business that employs your friends and neighbors who build the very best water treatment systems right here. Now you have a chance to win a brand new reverse osmosis drinking water system from Wolverine. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com to get started. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, sign up for your free water test, and get registered for your chance to win an RO drinking water system worth $2,700. Nothing more important than pure drinking water, and no better place to make that happen than Wolverine. So what are you waiting for? Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, sign up for your free water test, and get registered for your chance to win an RO drinking water system worth $2,700. Overnight, Eric Trump spat upon at a Chicago bar by a worker at the bar. Eric Trump said Tuesday night a restaurant employee spit on him during a visit to Chicago. Police involved, Secret Service involved. Trump telling Breitbart, for a party that preaches tolerance, this once again demonstrates they have very little civility. When somebody is sick enough to resort to spitting on someone, it just emphasizes a sickness and desperation and the fact that we're winning. Incident brought to light by NBC 5 Chicago reporter Marianne Ahern, who said it took place at Aviary Cocktail Bar. The offender in Secret Service custody, apparently. Marianne Ahern has some pictures, not of the incident, but of the aftermath, police response. Chicago PD said they were assisting the Secret Service. Any and all inquiries regarding a federal protectee must be directed to the Secret Service, which means the person arrested, you're not getting info about them from CPD. You might get it from Secret Service. But yeah, you know, you're an employee of the bar. You spit on Eric Trump. I guess a witness had said she appeared to be mumbling under her breath something anti-Trump after spitting on Eric Trump. But, you know, that's not really smart on a couple of levels, including the Secret Service is right there and likely will do something about it and did do something about it. 2020 Democratic debate tonight, 9 to 11 tomorrow night as well, both happening in Miami, Florida. NBC, MSNBC, Telemundo. Also, your moderators, Savannah Guthrie, Lester Holt, Chuck Todd, Rachel Maddow, and Jose Diaz-Balart of Telemundo. Judging by what happened in 2016 with the Republicans, you know, each candidate will maybe have 4 to 6 minutes to speak during the course of the entire debate. The leading candidates might get a bit more. So there's one tonight, one tomorrow, 10 candidates at each debate. Tonight, Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Jay Inslee, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Tim Ryan, and Elizabeth Warren. The other big ones tomorrow night, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, also tomorrow night. We will have, of course, reaction and some audio from the debates tomorrow morning and Friday morning. This is the first set. The next set of debates hosted by CNN will be the end of July in Detroit, July 30th and July 31st. Of course, no one knows what questions might be asked at the debate tonight unless you're a friend of Donna Brazile, and then maybe she has leaked them to you. But most people don't know what questions will be asked tonight in the debate. Again, Rachel Maddow is one of the moderators, and so that means you could have some really crazy left answers. If she's asking the questions, she's going to ask questions the base, the activists want to know about, which will put the candidates on the spot, could make for some interesting responses. Phil Wegman from Real Clear News, among others, joining us on tomorrow's program and Friday's program. He'll be with us both mornings, different times, to break down the debates. He's covering them for Real Clear News. So I'll keep an eye on them tonight, but yes, we'll have audio and reaction tomorrow morning. And again, quickly, I mentioned this earlier, but there is a heat wave coming for Europe. More than half of France on alert for high temperatures. Temps could reach 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Heat index as high as 117. That is not normal for France. The heat warning level is orange, the second highest intensity on its four-level system for potentially dangerous conditions. Heat wave back in 2003 killed 15,000 people in France. Many older people left in city apartments and retirement homes without air conditioning. French president saying vigilance is the watchword for the week. Watch out for yourself. Watch out for others, pregnant women, infants, elderly people. I wonder if we'll have that call, as we do in every summer, from those on the left to ban air conditioning because it's evil and contributes to climate change. If people had air conditioning, perhaps 15,000 would not have been dead in that 2003 heat wave. I hope they are better able. Authorities are organizing air-conditioned public places where people could seek shelter from the heat. So they're getting things together for the most part. But 104 in France, that is not normal. 117, the heat index out in Europe this week. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Come back in just a few moments to wrap things up on this hour number three. Busy morning. We've made it through so far. Take it through to the end. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. Find the show at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. And of course, SteveGruber.com for exclusive content, giveaways, much more, and that Wolverine Water Systems contest. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, healthcare, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this